In this next story, we are going to slow down a little bit and enter the quiet world of the King County Public Library System's Bookmendery. Essentially, it's a hospital for books. The workshop is on the first floor inside the library's headquarters in Issaquah, and this is where thousands of broken books have been made whole again by Donald Voss.
It is gratifying to take a book that's been damaged, broken, seemingly ready to die, but handling those parts, manipulating them in such a way with other better materials is like rehabilitation upon a person. A down and out person who but then is given a better chance through some means and finds his strength again.
It's taken Donald 27 years to hone his craft. He says it's really just in the last 5 years that he's been able to approach any damaged book with confidence. Some arrive showing signs of being loved a little too well by generations of readers. Others have broken spines, or in book repair speak, broken hinges, after one too many tosses into the return bin. Donald repairs between 100 and 200 books a week, and he's one of the last people left in public library systems whose sole job is repairing books. Books have been around for thousands of years, and the way they get repaired hasn't changed very much over that time. And it's striking to me that I don't see much of anything that plugs in.
Exactly.
Needles and thread are at the ready in case a book needs some careful hand stitching. Presses work like a vise to keep pages in place once special glues have dried.
So you put them in this press and crank it down, and this affords hundreds of pounds of pressure upon the book, and that's where they remain overnight. I don't even pay attention to the content of a book any longer. I used to. There was a time when I did.
What can you say about that?
People would often ask, what is your favorite book, Donald? And decades ago, I might have had an answer for that. But I don't have an answer for that question any longer. And I think that's because I sense a type of universal voice coming from all of these books. And I may open a book and my eyes will land upon a set of words or sentence, a passage that will speak to me at a moment when I very much need it. And I found this to be true of all kinds of books. So I can't really single out a book or its content as being more special over another. There's a parallel there with people. And that parallel of not paying attention to the content of a book might also relate to not paying attention to the content of a person. I look for now the damage in a book, its weakness, or what is hurting it, and try to find that way of repair. You meet up with people every day who, everyone has their challenges, and everyone has their stresses, which will invariably cause weakness and hurt and even disease. And the aspect of who they are, or what's going on in their mind, or what their content is not as important in those moments as addressing that weakness.
Is it something like unconditional love?
Yes, you might say that. You're just simply feeling that person as a human.
So you mentioned that in the past you've occasionally, your eyes have fallen on a passage that, and it's been serendipitous, you felt like it's spoken to you or it was sort of what you needed to hear at that moment. Can you think of an example of that?
Oh, I can. It was within the past year. I was going through an incredibly difficult time and struggle. And I came in one morning, and that struggle was acute. And I sat down and had a stack of books to the left of me to be worked on. But I had to pause, and I just closed my eyes, and I felt myself crying out, "How am I going to deal with this?" And after that moment passed, I picked up the first book on the stack, opened it, and my eyes fell upon a sentence from that book. And it was a sentence that absolutely answered that question so precisely that I couldn't help but feel the guidance in that, from that book.
You see, this is why, out of all the many books that have come into Donald's workshop, he doesn't have a set-in-stone favorite. He says he never knows when a particular volume will jump out from the others.
For that moment, on that day, that book was my most favorite book in all my life.
Do you remember the sentence or the gist of it?
I do. "Whatever struggle you have met, find its meaning and it will cease to be a struggle." Now, granted, that's not some incredibly profound piece of wisdom. It's the kind of thing anyone would probably advise another in the time of need. But coming at that precise time, after asking a question to which that answer was so perfectly fitted, gave me immense comfort and hope and strength.
It's like a little hidden gift from the book to you.
Yes, exactly. You feel that from pieces of writing, wherever they happen to be. And when they come up at times, you feel a great value that the book is still around.
Donald Voss is the King County Public Library System's bookmender. And it was looking like he'd be the last of them, but then he got some good news. An apprentice has just joined him, someone Donald can share his knowledge with before he retires.